השלושה שלושה דברים העולם העולם מומה השלושה דברים השלושה דברים השלושה שלושה דברים העולם העולם מומה התורה והעבודה והגמילות חסדים התורה והעבודה הגמילות חסדים די 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 די
to invite Shan and Bal up for our to help us with our half Torah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, this is page 124. Melech haolam asher bachar b'nevi'im tovim v'ratzav v'divrehem ha'ne'marim v'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocheh b'torah u'moshe avdo u'v'Yisrael amo
So speaks Adonai, the people who has survived the sword has found grace in the wilderness on Israel's way to seek repose. From that far time Adonai appeared, an eternal love, I loved you, and so I have drawn you to me in a covenant of love. I shall build you up again, and you shall be rebuilt, O damsel Israel. Again you shall dress up with timbrel drums and go forth to join the playful dance. Again you shall plant vineyards on Samaria's hillsides, and having planted, the planters shall eat of their fruit. For there will be a day when those who stand guard on the hills of Ephraim shall call out, Arise, let us go up to Zion, to Adonai, our God.
Bottom of page 131.
So speaks Adonai. Sing joyously for Jacob. Shout from the heights of the nations. Proclaim an exultation. Save your people, Adonai, the remnant of Israel. Here I am, bringing them from the north, gathering them from the corners of the earth, the blind and the lame among them, pregnant women together with women giving birth. What a great congregation is returning here. They come weeping, and I lead them with compassion. I lead them to streams of water on a straight road that they might not stumble. For I have become a parent to Israel, to my firstborn Ephraim. Hear the word of Adonai, O nations. Tell the tale to the islands far away. The one who scatters Israel is gathering them up, protecting them like a shepherd his flock. For Adonai has ransomed Jacob and redeemed them from hands stronger than their own. They shall come singing to the heights of Zion, streaming brightly to God's goodness with grain and wine and oil, and the newborn of the flocks and herds. Their life will become a garden well watered, and they will feel weak no longer. Then shall damsels dance for joy, and young men and old along with them. I shall turn their mourning into rejoicing, and I shall bring comfort and celebration out of their pain. I shall satisfy priestly appetites with abundance, and my people shall be sated with my goodness, says Adonai. So says Adonai, a voice is heard in Ramah, wailing, bitter weeping. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are no more. So says Adonai, take away the weeping from your voice, the tears from your eyes, for there will be a reward for your labor. Says Adonai, they will return from the land of the enemy. There will be hope for your future, says Adonai, and your children will return to their own borders. I have listened carefully to the wandering Ephraim as he bewailed his plight. You have chastised me, and I have felt chastised. Like a calf untrained, bring me back, and I shall come back. Or let me do teshuvah, and I will do it. For you, Adonai, are my God. For after I returned, I repented, and after I was enlightened, I struck my thigh. I am ashamed, I am abashed, for I bear the disgrace of my youth. Is not Ephraim my beloved child, the youngster of my delights? Whenever I speak of him, it is as though he were still present before me, and so my inmost being yearns for him. I will treat him with great compassion, says Adonai.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Tzur kaholamim tzadik b'cho hadorot Hayah ha-ne'eman Omer v'osei Ha-menaber hum-kayem Shekol divrav Emet v'atzedek. Page 135 in the middle. Al Torah V'al ha-vodah V'al ha-nevihim V'al yom hazikaron hazeh, shenat hatalanu Adonai Eloheinu, l'kedusha v'limnucha l'chavod u'tifaret. Al hakol Adonai Eloheinu, anachnu modihim lach, umvarachim otach, yitbarach shimcha befi kochai, tamid le'olam v'ayed, baruch atah Adonai, mekadesh, Ha Israel, the Yom Hazikaron.
This is the time in our service where we think of those who need healing. If there's someone you'd like to mention, this is the time to mention the name. Grossman.
Misha Beva Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Sam Rivka Rachel Valea Yivarech Virape Et Hachuli Elna Rifana Elna Rifana Elna Rifana Elna Rifana Misha Beha Avotenu Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov Sarah Rivka Rachel Valea Yivarei Virapei Et Acholi
Please turn to page 136. And Larry Thaw will join us for our shofar service. Well, we'll hear this amazing sound. The sound shatters the air, and there is also a mysterious clarity about it. It clears the air and clears the mind. The shofar is the ram's horn. In a place we identify with Temple Mount in Jerusalem, a ram was sacrificed instead of Isaac. And they say that very ram, the one that was sacrificed, had been born in the Garden of Eden in the first week of the world, and that it had survived the flood centuries later, and that it had waited for the birth of Isaac to fulfill its purpose. The ram's life had been longer than Methuselah's, and the ram was ready to move on. Well, I would gladly believe all that. But I'm sure of this. We honor the ram this morning. Please rise.
Bottom of page 136.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kedoshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lishmoa kol shofar Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh.
It's a Jackson Jewish tradition to have four rounds of blasts, four, not three. We start with words of Maimonides the philosopher. Awake, you sleepers, from your sleep. Rouse yourselves, you slumberers, out of your slumber. Examine your deeds and turn to God in repentance. Remember your Creator, you who were caught up in the daily round, wasting your years in vain pursuits that neither profit nor save. Look closely at yourselves and prove your ways and your deeds, every one of you. Please rise.
They're already. They're ready to go.
Go there. Chakia. Shavorim Turua. Chakia. Shavorim Turua. Chakia. Chakia. Shavorim Turua. Chakia. Please be seated. First, we think of God's sovereignty, and we have a tradition to choose very short texts, little fragments, to help us picture what we need to. But the idea is to hear these things in the shofar blasts itself. So we think of the creative power and the sovereignty of God. God is the source of being. In the shofar, you hear the sounds of the world's creation, and it's the insurrection of being against nothingness. Or better, the shofar clears the mind for an instant, so we can sense the oneness of God, the power of being, the birth of the world. We rise for the Elenu.
It's on page 150.
Elenu l'shabeach l'adon hako l'teitun olal yotze bereshit Shalom asan ha'arasot velo samanu k'mishpachot ha'adama Shalom sam chelkenu kahem ve'gor aleinu k'chol ha'mona ve'nachnu kol ra'im u'mishtachavim u'modim Lifne melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu. Ve'ne'emar v'haya Adonai le'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ha'hu, b'yom ha'hu yehye Adonai echad u'shemo Ushamo, Ushamo Echa.
Please be seated. The Torah proclaims, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The psalmist affirms, lift up your head, O gates. Lift yourself up, O ancient doors. Let the Sovereign of Glory enter. The Master of Legions is the Sovereign of Glory. The prophet declares, God is the first, and God is the last, and God is the only one. As it is written in the Torah, Hear, O Israel, the Eternal our God, the Eternal is one. Please rise.
Kia. Shavuim Tuhua. Tekia. Tekia. Shavuim. Tekia. Tekia.
Areshet sefatenu yerav lefanecha el amalisa. Areshet sefatenu yerav lefanecha el amalisa. Mevin umazin mabit umakshev lekol kol tekiya tekiya teinu utcha beberachmim berachmim uvratzon seder malchuyoteinu.
And now we think of the divine memory. Please be seated. We think of the divine memory. Human memory, of course, is poor. Most of what happens in this hour will be forgotten in the next hour as if it had never happened. These very words I said in this place last year and the year before, and you probably don't remember having heard them, nor do I remember exactly how it felt to say them. But God remembers everything as it is. The deep reality of this moment is the same as God's memory of it. And this is what eternity means. See, Jewish history is very suspenseful. We've been in suspense for more than 3 millennia. Abraham was in suspense about Isaac on the mountain. Maybe the worst would happen, all those promises broken, and the Jewish people have long been in suspense. We're still in suspense about the outcome of our story, our history. But we listen to the shofar and hear in it the constancy of God. Divine reality stands by its word. God remembers what God promises. Please turn to page 144. The Torah proclaims, God heard the enslaved people's groaning and remembered the covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The psalmist affirms, you remembered your covenant with us. In your great love, you comforted us. The prophet declares, I will remember the covenant I made with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish with you an everlasting covenant. As it is written in the Torah, I will remember the covenant with their ancestors whom I led out of Egypt in the sight of the nations to be their God. Please rise.
Tekia. Shavuim Tuhua. Tekia. Tekia. Shavuim. Tekia. Tuhua. Tekia.
Reshet Sifateinu Yerav Lefanecha El Ramanisa Reshet Sifateinu Yerav Lefanecha El Ramanisa Mevin Umazin Mabit Umakshiv Nekol Kol Tekia Tekiyateinu Utka Beberachmim Berachmim Uvratzon Seder Zichronoteinu.
Please be seated.